This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pack 551 invites you to bring the heat for their chili cook-off. This has a $5 entrance fee and will be hosted at the American Legion, which is 274 North 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls. Questions can be directed to Miss K at 715-661-1727. Once again, that's happening January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the American Legion in Park Falls. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Saturday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. It's a candlelight snowshoe ski or hike. The park invites you out to enjoy candlelit loops with a 1 mile snowshoe or hike on the Red Granite Trail and a 1 mile ski or hike in the Meadow Loop. There will be guided stargazing at 7 p.m. if the skies are clear and food concessions with chili, hot dogs, hot cocoa, and sweet treats. Proceeds to benefit the Friends of the Copper Falls State Park programs. On the trail, they do ask that you please limit the use of artificial lights or cover lights with red cellophane for enhanced night vision. This event is free, however, vehicles are required to purchase a daily or annual state park pass, and those passes can be purchased at the park entrance. Once again, that's happening Saturday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. Keeping kids safe in winter weather takes a little advanced planning. Lisa Hale has tips to help keep your children safe.
It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It would be easy to make a joke about Den of Thieves 2 Pantera if it was a box office bomb. You could say something like, Den of Thieves 2 Panterrible bombed at the box office. Unfortunately, for joke purposes, the film did well and led the way this past weekend with over $15 million at the gate after pulling in actually better reviews than the first installment. It was the only film released this past weekend that opened wide. Following this week's number one to round out the top five are sequels, prequels, and a famous tragic villain that have all been reviewed well and are showing some box off his legs. It was Mufasa the Lion King coming in second place with just over $13 million in sales in its fourth week of release. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 finished with $11 million at the box office. Also in its fourth week on the big screen, Focus Features' Nosferatu finished in fourth place with $6.8 million at the box office. Moana 2 finished in the number five spot with $6.5 million at the box office in its seventh week of release. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothée Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20. And we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10. Tonight, 6 below. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.